morning, it's 8464C8. Well, the last couple of days we've been talking about bikes a bit. For the survey says the first answer that came up with this one, because most of us did have one as a kid, was a bicycle. That's not quite right for the survey says, but it's right for what we're talking about this morning. A wonderful program, and the genesis of this is quite an amazing story. It's called Hearts for Lay Kids Bike Program. Special guests in studio this morning, Marcy Muir and Neil Ellery. Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good morning, Murray.
Good.
Murray. Nice to have you along. Good to see you guys in studio. It's such an ungodly hour of the morning. But look, Neil, maybe if I could start with you. This is a fantastic concept, and like so many places around Australia with COVID-19, the traditional yearly shows have sometimes fallen over, and that's exactly what's happened up in PNG in Lae. But you guys came up with a different idea to I guess, have something for the people, seeing the agricultural show was cancelled in the last year.
Yeah, Murray, that's correct. The Morabi Show, which is a massive agricultural show in Lae, it attracts hundreds of thousands of people annually, unfortunately had to be closed due to the COVID. And we thought there must be something we can do on a smaller scale that can at least give some entertainment for the families and the people. So we came up with the idea of a mountain bike race or a bicycle race for all ages and groups and all fitnesses and all the rest of it. It was the first time such a thing had been done in Lae City. And we were very concerned because we thought we were hoping we at least get maybe 100 or 200 riders, and a very stressful period of time waiting to find out. We end up getting 670 odd riders registered, and we had to stop the registration. So the actual event could have been bigger than the agricultural show. So it was a bit of a worry, but we had a very successful mountain bike race, and we saw basically bicycles of all sizes, types, descriptions, put together with string,
sellotape.
Everything came out of the woodwork. So
we mentioned the term before, necessity being the mother of invention, and obviously that would have been the case with some of the bikes that would have come forward as well. But tell me about the prize money to encourage, because you were concerned at first that you might not even get 100 people, but you ended up with more than 600. I believe you basically pulled a figure out of the air and put up some prize money that you didn't even have.
Correct, Murray. I was probably going back to my old marketing and sales days. I thought just chuck something up there that'll encourage people to come along.
To be a part.
We got very nervous thinking, here we go, we're trying to put something on for the city, and what if no one turns up for it because no one has bikes, we thought. So we put up 40,000 kina, which I think in Australian dollars is about 16,000 Australian dollars. Without even 1 cent of that. So thankfully, we've got a very generous business community in Lae City. A lot of them are Australian businesses as well, which have been there for generations. And the business houses came to the party in bucket loads. We were shocked after about a week. I ended up raising 145,000 kina, which was enormous.
So
close to sort of 50,000 Australian
became
dollars.
The richest bike race in the world by the sound of it, more than the Tour de France.
It actually was the biggest, the richest mountain bike race in the Southern Hemisphere.
Incredible in Lae.
In Lae,
it's
yes.
It's amazing, it really is.
Yeah.
Now, look, it obviously ended up being really, really successful, and obviously that encouragement, for the kids to get involved in these type of things, and we'll talk about some of the impact about that in just a sec, but it moved on to something else. Marcy, let's talk a little bit more about this and what we want to talk about today, the Hearts for Lae Kids Bike Program. So it's a great initiative, and I guess encouraging people, because so many people in this part of the world have bikes out there in the back shed that just don't get used.
Absolutely, Murray. We are calling upon the Cairns community to, as you say, have a look in the backyard, look in your shed, look in the carport. And I know, me personally, I think I've got about 3 of them.
Yeah.
Of my own daughter's bikes that she's outgrown. So we've put those aside in order to donate them as well. I'm sure there are surplus bikes lying around, and we ask the Cairns community, if you don't know what to do with them and they're in reasonable condition, even if you think they might not be, just, we're happy to accept the donations.
Because they don't have to be mountain bikes. It's about getting the kids involved.
Absolutely.
And actually having the bikes and doing these things, for the longer term. So, it's not as if they need to be top of the line mountain bikes as well. And I guess we're talking about even bike parts, helmets, all those bits and pieces as well. Anything will go. As you said, we're talking about necessity being the mother of invention. I'm sure even if it comes in bits and pieces, it'll turn to a bike eventually.
Absolutely. And we've got a fantastic partnership with Rotary as well.
Yeah.
And the generous clubs have offered to help to repair some of the bikes that need it, and also to help pack and store them in the container when that arrives
as well. To get them ready
well.
For sending up.
Correct.
Neil, tell me a little bit more about some of the impact that it actually had in the local community. And I guess moving forward, I believe you had a mother that came to you and said, look, you know, we really want the bikes to be able to have our kids to have that goal and that focus, because it had a real impact on the local community in a really positive way.
Yes, Murray, it did. And it was, you know, we looked at it very narrowly as a bicycle race, where yeah. it was much more than that. It was the social impact was enormous, and the ramifications, which we didn't expect. We had a mother from the settlements, from you'd sort of probably call shanty town, came up to me and grabbed my arm and thanked me during the event. And I thought she was rapt that her children were participating and having a good time and all the rest
yeah.
of it. But she went on to say that over the 6-week period that they were training, there was no drug abuse, no alcohol issues, no violence, no crime in their whole community. The kids were focused. And
yeah.
we thought, gee, wow, that's an amazing impact from such a small idea that there can be such an offspin. And we thought, this is how, if we want attitude change in Papua New Guinea and in Lae in our city, we need to target the kids, get them focused. So, and I talked to our member for Lae, John Rosso, who is very passionate about this and about changing attitudes. The rhetoric always came out that we have a youth problem. We don't have a youth problem. We ourselves are the problem by not giving them something to focus on, something to do, something to be
and to look forward to, and look and forward to work towards.
100%,
as well.
Yeah,
yeah,
and,
yeah.
And I think that this gives them a goal. And, you know, when you're riding a bike, you're focused. And when you're
That's
training,
right.
you're focused.
Training for a race like yeah. that, particularly a mountain bike race as well, it can be pretty tough stuff. Well, look, we've got to wrap up. And, look, you know, obviously, and as I know at home, and so many people have the bikes in the backyard. Coming back to you, Marcia, for people that have got these bikes and they'd like to donate them to such a wonderful cause, it's called Hearts for Lae Kids Bike Program. What do we need to do?
So you can reach out to us on Facebook, which yep. is, we have the Facebook page, which is called the Hearts for Lae Kids Bike Program. And we also just want to say thank you to our partners, which are Cairns Regional Council, the Sister Cities Program as well, Cairns Sister Cities Program, Rotary, C3 Church, as well as Generation Churches. And also, obviously, without LCA, the Lae City Authority in Papua New Guinea, this would not be possible. So we just give thanks to all our amazing sponsors and our partners who helped to put this event together. But yeah, once again, please don't hesitate to call us. Even if you sort of think that the bike might not be up to standard, it doesn't matter. Just contact us and we'll work something out, and we appreciate your support.
It's a great story, and thank you to you both. It's been really heartwarming to hear the story this morning, and it's a fantastic concept. And of course, just up the road, you can make such a difference to so many children, and I guess to communities as well. Neil Ellery and Marcia Muir, wonderful to talk to you, and we'll look forward to seeing you guys again
soon.
Cheers.
Thank you, Murray.